Praise God. It's wonderful to worship the Lord. Amen. 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 If you were on holidays today, but we're here in the presence of God. Amen. Pastor John and Pastor Pat, they send their love. They've finished in Cooper Pedy, had a fantastic time there in Cooper Pedy. So there should be in Alice Springs now for today. And they just send their love and blessing to everyone. They're excited because they've been working very hard, flat out every day. But they're able for one evening to have a quick look at Ayers Rock, that place, and there as well, and had a wonderful time. And so, but they just send their love and blessing. God's using them incredibly. So let's just pray for them too. Father, we just thank you for Pastor John and Pastor Pat, Lord. We just thank you for all that they're doing, Lord, on that trip, Lord, with the Grow Outreach, Lord, right through Central Australia, Father, touching many churches, Father. We just pray, Lord, you continue to bless them, keep them safe, Father, and Lord, let your grace be abundantly upon them, Lord, as they minister your love and your life to so many people, Father. We just pray for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just one little thing too. I just wanted to update you just before we open the Word of God. As you know that we've doing our front of the church there, and it's been a wonderful blessing what's been done. The little part there that we're finishing over there, we're still waiting for some tradesmen. They seem to like holidays. So that section there finished, and then we needed the money to be able to finish that right across all the way through there. I just wanted to give you an update and just want to praise God. We've just received just under $15,000 so far. Praise God. So put your hands together. Praise God. And so our target was 16, and if we can get to 18, that actually helps us so that we can make sure we get a really good rail across there as well. So we praise God for that. If you haven't had an opportunity to put in there, you want to help get us over that line, then please be a part of that. But God's a gracious God, and we praise God for the faithfulness of his people. Amen? And for his blessing. So, Father, Lord, as we open the Word now, Lord, we just thank you that you've already spoken to us today. But, Father, we just pray, Lord, that you'll speak to us, Lord, that you build us up in the most holy faith, Lord, as we open your Word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to just keep sharing along our theme, Kingdom Reign, as we've been following that through this year, which is our theme. And I want to speak this morning about the inheritance that we have. There's an inheritance, a kingdom inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. And we know our scripture, Psalm 145:13, which says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made." Amen. So that's the scripture we've been looking at. This morning I want to pray though, and Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:18, this was a prayer that he prayed. He says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." And I pray this morning that our eyes will be open to that rich inheritance that we have among the saints, that there's an inheritance that we have as a people. And I pray that as a people in this place, in this house, in this church, that we will be ones that are walking in that inheritance that we have. Now, we know that we have an inheritance. And the reason we have an inheritance, you only ever get an inheritance when somebody dies. When somebody dies, when great Aunt Edna passes away, hopefully that you might get something from great Edna's estate. Hopefully not some bag of mothballs or something, but hopefully something of a little bit more substantial. And because somebody's passed away and there's an inheritance. The sad thing is, though, for some families, when someone passes away and there's an inheritance, there's this mad squabble and a fight begins to break out, which is really tragic at a time like that, that people would do that. But we have an inheritance, and the reason we have an inheritance is because somebody's died. A lot of us think that when I die, then I will have my inheritance, and praise God, I'll have it in heaven. But I want to talk about our inheritance that we have right now, because someone else has died. Jesus Christ has died, and because he has died, there is an inheritance that we have right now, and that we can walk in that. Sadly, many people don't walk in their inheritance. Sadly, many don't. They walk in the sense of the inheritance that they have in Jesus Christ, but not in terms of eternity, but not in terms of what we have now. And I want to talk about walking in the inheritance that we have now, beginning to claim that and learning how to apprehend that. But we do have an inheritance. It says in Colossians 1:13-14, "And giving joyfully thanks to the Father who has qualified you," so you're already qualified, "to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. What a wonderful thing. We're qualified. There's an inheritance that we have because of Jesus Christ, because he died upon the cross, because he died on the cross and died in your place for your sins, in my place for my sins. He is the qualifier. So there is an inheritance that we have in him. And we praise God for that. Galatians 4:7 puts it this way. Since you are no longer a slave, but God's child, and since you are his child, we become the children of God. God has made you also his heir. He's made you an heir. Just think about that for a moment, that you're an heir of God. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? You know, if you were one of Mr. Packer, when Mr. Packer passed away, his son James, he inherited a pretty good inheritance of several billion dollars. I don't know how many billions exactly. That was a pretty good inheritance. So James, when his father passed away, Mr. Packer, Kerry, that's right, Kerry, when Kerry passed away, he got a pretty good inheritance. And there was something about having the Packer name. If you were a Packer, you were packing your wallet pretty full. And it was what a blessing it was for him. Now, it was obviously sad when his father passed away, but what an incredible inheritance that he had. And he would have known that as a child. My dad's a billionaire, maybe worth 30, 40 billion, whatever it was, some huge amount of money, maybe 5 or 6 billion, I don't know, somewhere in between. A lot of money, billions of dollars. And so growing up, he would have known that there would be an inheritance that would be his when his father died. And father passed away, and there was obviously sadness and grief at that, but an incredible inheritance that then came to him. But just think for a moment that who you are related to. You're related to your Father in heaven because of Jesus Christ, and it says that you are an heir of God. Mr. Packer had quite a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, he has a little bit more, don't you think? I think he has millions times more, infinitely more, and you are his heir. You're an heir of God. What an amazing thing. And God's not going to die. Jesus came and died. He'd already died for us on the cross, and so there's an incredible inheritance that we have. Romans 8:17 puts it this way. Now, if we are his children, which we are because of Jesus Christ, related us to our Father, now we are his children and we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. What an amazing thing, the things that Christ inherited. Well, he's got the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he also gives us his name. We stand in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. We bear his name. We're Christians. We are the ones that follow Jesus Christ. We've got his name. What a wonderful inheritance that we have as co-heirs or joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What an amazing thing. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about what that inheritance looks like, because many of us will settle for half our inheritance, but we won't walk in our full inheritance, what we have. And certainly the part that most people will settle for, a lot at least, tend to settle for, it's a very good part, because anything that comes from God is good. And the inheritance that our Father has for us is obviously good. But there's a part of our inheritance that is received, but there's a part of our inheritance that we must possess. And to me, unfortunately, as I move in the body of Christ and moving around different churches as well, I see there's a lot of people who will stay in the inheritance that you receive, but not so many. Not saying none, and maybe more than a few, but not everyone. Enough that don't walk into the inheritance that has to be possessed. So there's the inheritance that's received, and there's the inheritance that is possessed. And I want to talk about us possessing that inheritance, because the received inheritance, we've already got that. You've already got it. You qualified for that. Christ qualified you for that. Nothing that you did, nothing you could have done, no effort, no exertion, other than simply surrendering to what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross and receiving him, you qualified for that. Titus 3:7 says, so that having been justified by his grace, in other words, we've been washed by his blood, it's just as if I'd never sinned, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. And that's our inheritance that God has given us. You've been given eternal life. When you became a Christian, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, he gave you that. That's part of your eternal inheritance is in heaven, is that promise to live and to reign with him for every day of your life. What a wonderful inheritance that is. Now, that inheritance is already mine. It's already mine. It's already yours. You already have that. Now, you're not dead on this world yet, but when you die on this world, And you will walk into that wonderful inheritance, that eternal inheritance that we have, which is because of Jesus Christ. It's been given us. Something that's we've received that. When you receive Christ, you receive that portion of your inheritance. You receive the eternal life, the wonder and the promise of eternal life. And it says in 1 Peter 1:4, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. That inheritance is kept in heaven for you. And so that's secure. No one can mess with that. It can't be missed out on. You're not going to miss out on being saved because Christ has saved you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing more you can do to make yourself more saved, nothing more that you can do to walk into that part of your inheritance. When you cross the line, when you allow Christ into your life, when you allowed him to wash away your sin, when he became your Lord and your Savior, then that was sealed. It's rock solid. It's held. It's kept in heaven for you. Cannot spoil. Nothing you can do to mess it up. It cannot spoil and it cannot fade. It's kept in heaven for you. So it's secure. It's solid. And as we follow after our Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, we know that we stand in that promise. And that is the inheritance that is received. And you receive that when you became a believer, when you received Jesus Christ into your heart. But to me, the sad thing is that many people will settle for that portion of their inheritance because that's the portion that is received. And many Christians will go through their whole life, good people who love God and they know they've got the confidence of that assurance and that they know at the end of the day when all else fails, when push comes to shove, when the rubber hits the road, when it's at the bottom line is I have this wonderful eternal future with my Father in heaven because of my Lord Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful, glorious thing that is. And it's something that we received. But I believe the Lord wants to say to us, don't settle for that. And God's been really challenging us, speaking to us as a church about not settling where we are. And we can settle with that and, we can be grateful for that and we better be grateful for that because it cost Jesus his very life, his lifeblood to give us that. But there's an inheritance that we must possess as well. And that when you possess something, that's something you have to do. What we've already got, we've got. Kept in heaven, cannot spoil, cannot fade. It's there, it's secure because of Jesus Christ. But there's that part of our inheritance that we've got to possess. There's a part of it that we have to actually apprehend. And it does take some effort on our part. It does take some exertion on our part. And we've received one portion, but to walk in the other part of our inheritance is something that really does rely on us. It's the inheritance that we must possess. Hebrews 6:12 says this. We don't want you to become lazy. So it's easy to become lazy because once you've got that wonderful portion of inheritance, at the end of the day, you think, well, I've got it all. And really you have, haven't you? We really have. What a wonderful thing is so many people go through life empty, searching, struggling, broken, without hope. And yet we've got all of those issues are secure. All of that has been settled because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But it says, I don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Now we've already been given an inheritance in eternity because of Jesus Christ. It's been given to me. It belongs to me. It belongs to you. We've received it. When we received Jesus Christ, we had that given to us. But it says, don't be lazy, guys. It's saying, don't be lazy, but through faith, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what is promised. So there's a part of our inheritance that we have to possess, something that we have to walk into. And you know, the children of Israel, they had an incredible promise in God. He gave them the promised land. What a wonderful promise it was. This land full of milk and honey and all of the blessing, the fertile valleys and all of the productivity and the life of the land and all of the things that were there. But there was something about that they had to actually walk in there. They'd been saved. They'd been delivered. They'd been set free out of the bondage of Egypt and brought out of bondage, even as we all have been brought out of Egypt and brought out of every bondage. But there was something about this promised land, something that they had to walk into, something, this inheritance in God that they had to walk into, they had to possess. Now, they can be ones who can just celebrate and say, I'm no longer in bondage. And what a wonderful thing that is to be free of bondage. So many people live their whole lives bound up in their life. Some people don't even know it about the bondage. What a wonderful thing to be free of that. But how much more wonderful it is to come into the promised inheritance and to walk and to enjoy that in this life before I die. Because the children of Israel who actually walked, there were some that never entered in because of rebellion and hardness of their heart and their unbelief and all those things, didn't get into this part. But to come out of that, but they didn't get into all of this. But we want to get into everything that God has for us. We want to possess that, even as the children of Israel had to do that. Same with Jesus on the cross. You know, the Lord said to them that these are your inheritance. You have the people, they're your inheritance. But he still had to take the steps. He still had to walk through. He had to go through all the suffering, the beating. He still had to hang on the cross that he might have the inheritance of us. And we are his choice, precious inheritance for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's something about possessing it. Don't be lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and for patience inherit what has been promised. So there's something to be possessed. There's an inheritance that we've received. Don't settle with that. Say, no, I want to possess. There's an inheritance that I need to possess, and that's what I want to grab a hold of. Hebrews 12:16 puts another little warning for us. It says, see that there is no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. And he did that. He came back starving, he's famished, and makes this deal with his brother and ends up throwing all that away, his inheritance, just because he was hungry. And there was a nice something cooking in the something on the pot there, bubbling away, nice stew. He came in starving. His brother, who was a bit smarter than him, cuts a deal with him and he says, look, just give me your inheritance. He says, what's that to me? I'm starving. I'm dying. He wasn't really dying and he wasn't really starving. But he gets that pot and says, yeah, sure, no worries. And for the moment, to live for the moment, to have the need for the moment met, to have the desire for the moment filled, he didn't actually get into his inheritance. And it says, see, no one's like that. For the sake of the moment, for the sake of the need, the thing that we want to have fulfilled in our life, that we somehow compromise and we grab a hold of that and then we miss out on walking into this inheritance that I have now in this life. This is secure, all this, that I'm out of bondage. I'm out of the cross of Jesus Christ has done it. I've received that. It's rock solid. It's secure, untouchable, unmovable. I've received it. But I don't want to throw away walking and possessing my inheritance, my kingdom inheritance, which is actually a part of now. It's part of this life. It's how I live now. And I want to be one that walks in that. I don't want to be one who settles for what I've just received. I want to grab a hold of what God wants me to possess. And there is an inheritance that is possessed. And these are quickly two things that I really think are really important things that we really need to grab a hold of in this life. Two areas particularly that I think it's really important that we get a hold of. And the first area that I really believe that God wants us to walk in and to possess as part of our inheritance is this whole thing of knowing our spiritual authority. Really knowing who we are in Christ. Knowing that the authority that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. Knowing what it is to reign and to rule. And we're doing this wonderful series and we're starting that up again in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. This Born to Rule, we're talking about that spiritual authority. And if you're not doing that course, if you've been too busy or too preoccupied or watching too much TV, whatever it was, you haven't done this. Can I encourage you? Because it's one of the important things that we're learning and going through there is about the inheritance that may be possessed. You can settle and say, well, praise God, I got eternal life and everything else. But such a fundamental and important part of our inheritance is knowing the authority that we have in Jesus Christ, to know what it is to reign and rule. And you can choose to miss out on that, but I encourage you not to. And we're going to be showing some of these things more and are going to have a catch up. If you've missed out on that and you think, well, why did I miss out on that? I want to inherit everything. I want to possess these things. Then we're going to have a catch up time and I'll let you know when that is. Because I don't want anyone to miss out, but it's your choice. I can't make anyone do that. I can't make anyone possess. Everyone has to take their own step. The children of Israel, they had to walk on that land. They had to take it. No one could take it for them. But one of the areas is this area of spiritual authority that God is really challenging us to grow into in our lives. Isaiah 54:17, it says this, no weapon formed against you will prevail. But so many, sometimes you feel like every weapon is prevailing against. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you, but so often the words of others can go so in deeply and discourage and wound and cause pain and hurt. But it says, no weapon formed against you will prevail. No weapon formed against you will prevail. No weapon formed against you will prevail. No weapon, none, no weapon will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. And that accuse includes the devil. Devil comes and he tries to put rubbish and speak things into your life. No way. No way. No way you're going to listen to that. No way you're going to get discouraged and downcast and all upset and living in all these things and that, because you're going to say, no. I know who I am. I have an authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that that's my inheritance. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their, and their vindication is from me. That's a part of our inheritance, is that we stand in this place of saying, no weapon that is going to formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon is going to prosper. That's part of your inheritance, part of my inheritance for us to possess, that we walk in that. Scripture tells us that the evil one cannot even harm us, but yet we allow him and think he's going to have a field day. He'll have a crack at us, as I've said before. But as more and more as we stand and possess the authority that we have, when that dog comes to bite us, we just kick him in the head once again, and he just runs off with his tail between his legs. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, the scripture says. He will flee, run for his life. But too many, so many in the body of Christ, I just see that they've come out of Egypt and they've come and, oh, I just have to hold on until I die. Just have to make it. I've got to make it through this situation. If I can just get through this, if I can just survive that, if I can just hold on through this thing, and if I can just make it. Now, there are many things in our lives that come against us. And sometimes we feel like that, we can feel emotionally like that. Lord, I'm just hanging on to you. That's all I seem to have at the moment. But then we begin to progress beyond just hanging on to saying, hang on a minute. I have an authority here in Jesus Christ. And I'm the head and I'm not the tail. And I'm not to be pushed around. The devil's not going to mess around with me. And we begin to stand in that authority in Jesus Christ. That's something we've got to walk into, something to be possessed. And how I cry out to see people in the body of Christ generally, just to have a understanding of that, to know who they are, that they're strong. You're incredibly strong. Your emotions may be weak, but you are strong. You are strong. In fact, if we have an understanding of what Christ has done for us and the power of our spirit, man, we're never going to be moved. It doesn't matter what shakes, whatever the whole world will shake around us, we're going to be strong and solid. So knowing our authority, that's the first thing that we really need to possess, excuse me, as believers, and to walk in to understand. That's part of your inheritance. Don't miss out on that inheritance of knowing who you are. Don't miss out on opportunities to grow and to learn about what I have, because that's my inheritance now. I praise God for everything that I've received, but this is the possessed inheritance, and to know that authority that I have in Jesus Christ. What does it mean to actually to reign and rule with Jesus Christ? What does it mean to be seated with him in the heavenly realms? That's the thing that to grab a hold of that. That's a part of your inheritance. Don't miss out on your inheritance. Worth more than $1 billion, worth more than billions of dollars, to go through life knowing who you are and having that authority in the name of Jesus Christ is better than any money, anything else that money could buy, to walk in that. So I believe God is challenging us on that. The other area, and this is an incredibly important area for us to see as our inheritance, and that's the whole area of people that are lost. Your family members that don't know Jesus Christ, it tells us, even if it's your children, it says, for example, it says, sons are an inheritance from the Lord. Having children is part of an inheritance. What a wonderful thing. Not just you leaving them an inheritance, they're actually an inheritance to you, but how much more are an inheritance to you of the lost people that God has placed within your life? It says in Acts 3:25, it says, you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, so this is you're an heir to this promise. This is your promise. Through your offspring, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed. And so God, as part of your inheritance, is to be this incredible blessing machine, to be a blesser one that blesses people, and particularly people who don't know him, who don't know him, because they're part of your inheritance. Psalm 2:8 puts it this way: ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. And I strongly believe and convinced that the lost people that are in our lives, whether it's your parents, whether it's your children, whether it's your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, whoever they are, even people that you work with, they're part of your inheritance. They're a part of your inheritance, to see them in the kingdom of God, to see them walking in his way. And sometimes we're over here and we don't actually see that this is something that I can claim. No, Lord, I claim them. Lord, I claim these people that you've put into my life, that you've put into connection, Lord. You said to ask and I'll give you the nations, Lord. Well, how much more can I ask for those that are in relationship with me, for my family members, that they will come into the kingdom of God? They're part of my inheritance. They're part of your inheritance. And as once we begin to see that and begin to pray that way and claim that, say, no, devil, get your hand off them. Right? They're part of my inheritance, that they may also be where I stand, that they may also be one that comes out of bondage, comes out of darkness, comes out of Egypt, comes out of sin, comes out of all of those things, that they be with me, and to begin to proclaim them as your inheritance. Say, no, I'm not going to stand for that. I'm not going to stop. And remember, I'm going to possess this. Part of it, praying is certainly a part of it, but there's something about walking into this and walking through it and claiming them and praying over them and praying for them, but then actually to open our mouths and begin to speak to them and doing that with a confidence, saying, this is a part of our inheritance. This is a part of my possession, is to have my family members following after the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, ultimately, everyone makes their own choice, but too often people make the choices for the people because they're either afraid to speak to them, or maybe they spoke to them once and they got a bad response, and so they just step back and hope, and maybe we'll just see what will happen. But I believe that there's a sense of fighting that comes into this. When they went into the promised land, they had to fight. They had to fight. There were giants even in the land that they had to say. There were peoples that they had to grab a hold of and fight. There were things that they had to do to possess them. And sometimes it's something that we need to do. We're just sort of sitting back and waiting for God. Please send somebody. Please send somebody to speak to them. Send somebody to save them. And the Lord's saying, no, that your inheritance, and you need to possess it. You need to be the one that gets in there and claims it and begins to fight against every opposition. Not people. We're not against people. We don't fight against flesh and blood, the word says. Our battle is against powers and principalities. But begin to stand there and claim them. Say, they belong. I claim them for Christ. This is part of my inheritance, that my children will be with me in eternity. Claim that. If your kids aren't following after the Lord Jesus Christ, you claim that. If children are an inheritance, how much more is it an inheritance that your children will be in heaven with you? And I'll be claiming that. I'll be proclaiming that, saying, devil, get your hand off my kids. How dare you mess with them? This is my inheritance and I'm going to possess that. I encourage you to be doing that. Such an important area that we've got loved ones who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for them. We prayed for them at the prayer meeting Friday night for the Book of Life prayer. We've got names of people that are listed there. I trust that you're praying for the people that you put the names in there. I trust that you're saying, Lord, I put them in there, Lord, because I'm claiming them as a part of an inheritance, Lord. I'm claiming them for your kingdom. Not that something that we did at the beginning of the year and you put it in your Bible and forgot about, but say, no, I'm going to possess that. Not enough that I just wrote down their name, but I'm going to possess that. Lord, I'm going to claim them for your kingdom, Lord. They're a part of my inheritance in this life. Lord, I want to see them. And parents, they want to see their kids. They want to know that their children are following after the Lord. There's a cry of the heart. And it's God's heart too. He wants to see them as well. And I think we just need to begin more and more to walk into that and say, no, this is my inheritance, Lord. You gave me these children. You gave me these people in my life. And Lord, not that I could just love them as even an ungodly person can love and care, and they still do all that thing. Good people, there's good people that are loving parents and grandparents and uncles and whatever, who aren't even Christians. They still love their kids. But how much more that you're in a position and say, no, Lord, this is my inheritance. Lord, I'm claiming them for your kingdom. And to be the one that actually says something, instead of praying, Lord, send somebody else. Something that has to be possessed, something God wants you to be proactive in, and to be fearless in it. We don't be offensive in it. We're not going to, the scripture says, always to be ready to give a reason for the hope that you have, but to do it with gentleness and respect. So we've always got to do that. But there's something in us that says, no, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to see my children, I'm not going to see my grandchildren or whoever they are. I'm not going to see them going on a path of destruction. Enough is enough. I'm going to claim them as my inheritance. And that something even like a warfare, a militancy within your heart begins to rise up and say, no way. No way am I going to allow them to be consigned to oblivion. I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to stand and I'm going to claim. Ultimately, they make a choice. But man, you can make a huge difference, a massive difference. In fact, you've been put there in their life for the express reason of being the difference, to make the difference in their life, to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to do that. If the people that you love, people that you know, so begin to see them as part of your inheritance in Christ, something now, and not just something, well, Lord, I thank you that you saved me, and enjoying all of that. But something within us should stir with such a passion that there's people that even we know who aren't in the kingdom of God. Something stirs within our heart and we begin to claim them and we begin to stand for them and we begin to speak to them. We begin to reach out to them, begin to touch their hearts and their lives. And there are two areas that I think so many people in the body of Christ aren't grabbing a hold of that. How do we grab a hold of these things very quickly? Particularly the spiritual authority and the loss. Two areas. There's a couple of other areas, but they're the two things I really wanted to focus on this morning. Because they're areas that we can become lazy on. And it says, don't be lazy, but imitate those who for faith and patience inherit what has been promised. And we don't want to be distracted and diverted from the cause of seeing people coming into the kingdom of God. We don't want to be distracted from that. We don't want to forget that. And we don't want to allow the enemy trying to have you such a sway in your own life, so fixated with the things that are happening in your life that, you know, you've got a sore pinky and there's people that are dying all around you, but our pinky suddenly becomes the focus of our life. And yet there's these people. So, no, Lord, I might have a sore pinky, but Lord, I just give that to you. Lord, I'm going to be focused on all these ones around me and not be distracted or dissuaded. How do I possess my inheritance? Acts 20:32, it says this. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who sanctified. It says, I commit to you to God and the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who were sanctified. All those who are sanctified are those that are saved. We're sanctified we're justified by what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and we have the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit as it works within our lives and as he shapes and he molds us and he changes us. But there's something that we already have. We have salvation, it says. But it says the word of God builds us up and give you an inheritance. Among those, what this, getting the word of God in our heart and our life is a part of walking into what God has for us. It's a key thing in that. And how many people though that we cut that one out, and then we still wonder why we're not walking over here in the spiritual authority, and that no weapon formed against us will prevail. It seems like it's prevailing because we're not getting into the word of God into our hearts and our lives. And you may say, well, gee, I've heard this before. And you probably heard it a million times, but have you done it? Have we done that? Have we really got into that word of God, into our heart and in our life? It builds us up and gives us an inheritance. I've already got an inheritance. So the word of God's not going to save me. I'm saved because of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's going to build me up. And it's going to cause me to come into this understanding, this revelation of who I am and the authority that I have in Jesus Christ. It'll give me the heart of compassion, that I will not idly stand by while people around me and even people that I love are going off to oblivion and they don't even know it. Crisis eternity. We're secure. We've already received that part of our inheritance. But if we read the word of God, we're not going to be idly standing by. We're not going to be complacent. We're not going to think, oh, well, they made their choice. Poor them. Man, something inside of us will say, they don't know what they're doing. They've got no idea. There'll be a desperation, a passion. Something will rise, a compassion will rise in our heart. So the word of God If you want to walk in that, get the Word of God in your life and in your heart. And you might say, well, that's simple and it's obvious. And it's so simple and so obvious that a lot of people, too many people, so many people don't actually do it, don't actually do that. They're secure in the fact that I'm saved, because reading the Word of God is not going to save me. It's going to build me up, though, and it's going to help me walk into this inheritance that I have here and now from this earth. So get into the Word of God. If you're not into the Word of God, get into the Word of God. Matthew 25 puts another angle on things. It says, then the king will say to those. Now, this is a wonderful parable in Matthew 25. It's talking about the end of the age, but talking about what we do in this life. It says, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And there's something about now doing good things to people, visiting people, loving people, feeding the sick, helping those that are struggling in situations. That's not going to change one little thing about our inheritance in eternity. That's secure. Jesus Christ has secured that. Jesus Christ did that, the blood of Jesus Christ. I've received that. But there's something about the things that I do and the way that I respond and the love that I show has something to do with an inheritance that is possessed. There's something about that. And of course, there's reward in heaven. We know that. God will reward us. We don't live our life looking for reward. There is reward that is there, wonderful reward. But there's something about having that heart of coming into that inheritance that we have. And I encourage us in that. Just say, Lord, give me the heart. Lord, I don't want to be a self-absorbed person. Lord, that I'm just so self-absorbed about what's happening in my life, about all my problems and struggles and this and that. Lord, no, Lord, I don't want to miss when you're hungry that I didn't feed you. Lord, that when you were thirsty, Lord, I was just so busy. Sorry, Lord, I didn't have time to give you a drink. Lord, that when you needed clothing, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, I was busy. Something's on TV. I'm sorry, Lord, it was during my show. If my show wasn't on, Lord, I'm sure I would have fed you. I would have done something, but Lord, I can't miss the show. It was on. There's something about having a kind of heart like that, that we have that compassionate heart. And it's part, something of our inheritance through having that. We don't have a heart like that to get an inheritance. But there's a wonderful inheritance that we have if we have such a heart. And I believe if we really want to touch our families and touch the lost, it's that kind of heart that when you were hungry, I fed you. When you're thirsty, I gave you. That touches hearts. That really touches heart. When you sincerely love people, it's sincere love for people. Not doing it because you have to, but just because you have a heart of love. That touches people's hearts. Touches your family. Your family are touched by that. Even some of you might think, oh no, I try to be loving to them. You should see what they do and what they say. Don't buy that. There's something about pure love that cuts right through into the heart. Now, they might not want to receive that or acknowledge that at least with you, but it gets in there and it keeps getting in there. So keep getting in there. Keep loving. And it's a part of your inheritance and it's a part of obtaining our inheritance is to do that. It doesn't change whether you gave Jesus a cup of water or not, whether someone was hurting or not, whether you saved or not. I've received it. There's something about having that heart for others that will help me to possess it. And going quickly for time, because I know the kids are in this morning, but one other thing. So the Word of God. Get the Word of God into your heart and into your life. Have that heart. Don't be too busy to miss. And remember Jesus said, he said, what you did for the least of these, you did it for me. What an amazing thing. Stand before the King of Kings and he says, thanks for the cup of water. What cup of water, Jesus? I never gave you. Yeah, you did actually. Thanks for the cappuccino that you gave me. I never served you a cappuccino. You did actually. Sunday morning after the service, I got 10 cappuccinos. Thanks for that. That was good. But just having a heart to serve is so important and to love people. It's a part of our inheritance. And finally, it says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though He did not know where he was going. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. There's something about being obedient. Abraham, he was just told to go. He didn't really know all that God was saying, all that God was doing. But he heard from God and he knew that he had to do it. And there's something about having that kind of heart, that obedient sort of heart that says, Lord, I'm just going to go. When you tell me what to do, Lord, and I'm listening to that for a start, Lord, I'm just going to obey and I'm just going to go. And there's something about walking in obedience is that helps us come into this inheritance that we have in this life for now. If you want to walk in spiritual authority, have that authority or to know the authority that you have and to begin to exercise that, then you're going to have to be obedient in your life. There's some choices that we have to make. It comes down to choices. Life for many is just a whole lot of choices, and we've got to make the right choices. And so even though I don't know all the answers, and I'd have to admit in life, I don't always know everything. Hands up if you know everything. Praise God, you're a humble bunch and honest as well. We don't always know everything. And we do the very best we can and we listen the best we can. But sometimes we just have to obey. Say, Lord, well, I don't have all the answers, not completely sure about everything, but Lord, I'm obeying, and Lord, and I'm going to go. And there's something about obeying and going that helps us walk into our inheritance. If you're living an obedient life, then the things of God are there for us to possess. And something about obedience, walking in that way. Now, if you for what you've received in Christ, we've received that. But there's something about possessing and obeying and going is a part of that. It mentions faith again. Faith is also an important part of grabbing hold of what God has for us. So I just pray that God will stir our hearts this morning. And maybe you've one that you've really have settled for your salvation, and praise God for our salvation. It's what we've received. But there's something, and we're called Grow Church for a reason. He says we want to see people grow into the inheritance that God has for them now. We celebrate and praise God for the inheritance that we have in eternity. Kept in heaven, cannot spoil, cannot fade. But I want this inheritance now, what I have now. I've only highlighted two things. There are other things I could have said. But the spiritual authority that I have, that no weapon formed against me will prevail. To stand in the strength of that. No weapon is going to prevail against me in my life. No accusation, no word that comes against me, whether it's a well-intentioned word, whether it's a word from the doctor, whether it's a word from the devil, wherever the word comes from, my vindication is from the Lord. My health comes from the Lord, not from a test, praise God. It comes from God. It all comes from Him. And to learn to walk in that, to get the Word of God alive in our hearts, don't scrimp on that. Don't scrimp on the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to be strong in our lives. Have the heart for people that are lost, that you're going to just love them, serve them, love them. Allow the love of God to flow through your heart. But claim them. Claim them. Don't give up on them. Praise God that no one gave up on you. Don't give up on them. You stand there and you say, these are my inheritance and I am not going to see the enemy take them away from me. I'm not going to see them taken away from God's plan and purpose. They are my inheritance. I'm going to stand in that and I'm going to claim that. I'm going to claim that. And I'm going to be obedient. So the Lord will prompt you at times to talk to someone and you think, oh, I don't know. Is it just me? What are they going to say? What are they going to do? No, just go. So, Lord, I'm going to obey and go. Lord, I'm going to go. And I don't have all the answers, but, Lord, I'm going to go. And we have such a heart as that, obedient heart that hears and obeys. We're going to walk in our inheritance. We won't be ones that are just settling, like I see too many generally in the body of Christ, that are happy with their salvation, happy to hold on as strong as they can, just keep holding on and survive to the end and then the blessing of eternity. And to miss out on all of that. How many loved ones have maybe they not touched? How many lost people did they not touch? In their own life, how much were they just became Satan's little ball? You know, you can't touch their eternal inheritance, but just let him beat them around a bit too much. So let's stand in that authority. Let's stand together. Let's just pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that you love us. Lord, we are so grateful for the cross. We are so grateful, Lord, that you secured that in heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, that we do have that inheritance, Lord, that can never spoil, never fade. Lord, that's kept for us. So we are so grateful. Lord, what an amazing inheritance that we have. What an awesome inheritance we have in eternity. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. We just thank you that you love us. What a wonderful gift that is. Lord, that you bless us, that your grace is sufficient for us. Oh, what a wonderful blessing, Lord. We are so grateful for that, Lord. But Father, I also pray, Lord, that we begin to walk in all that inheritance that we have. Lord, that in authority that we have, Lord, that we stand as one who will possess that authority, Lord, because it's part of our heritage, Lord, part of our inheritance, Lord. And those ones, Lord, that are in our lives that don't know you, Lord, that we see them, Lord, we claim them for the kingdom of God. We claim them for you, Lord. Lord, we will see them in your kingdom, Lord. Lord, we will see them, Lord, being blessed of you, Lord. We'll see them being secure in eternity, Lord, as they receive you, Lord. We claim them for you. And Lord, we're not going to give up on them, Father. Lord, we're going to love them. Lord, we're going to serve them, but we're going to cry out and declare your plan and purpose over their lives, Lord. We're not going to give up on anyone. Lord, we praise you that no one gave up on us, Lord. And so, Father, we just want to bring them to you. Father, Lord, let your word burn in every heart. Lord, let your word of God be alive in every heart. Lord, let that heart, Lord, just to love and to flow through every heart, Lord. And Lord, let us be an obedient people, Lord, ready to go. Say, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go, Lord. I'm not settling here. I'm not going to be lazy. But Lord, I'm going to inherit, Lord, all that you have for me. So Father, that's our heart this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless your people today. Father, I pray, Lord, let everyone be stirred this day. Lord, let no one go and say, oh Lord, I'm just going to be distracted again. I'm going to be lazy again. Lord, no, I'm going to inherit everything I have. Everything that is mine, everything the Lord has given me, I'm going to take that. I'm going to possess that. I'm going to walk into that. I'm going to take every bit of territory that is being designated, every boundary line that the Lord has made, every part that is mine. I'm going to walk into that. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that territory. I'm going to take what is mine. So, Father, I pray that you stir our hearts, stir us as a church, Father. Lord, as a halfway through the year, it's easy for people just to settle down. Easy for us, Lord, to say, oh, no, we're busy or we're tired or whatever. Father, Lord, we just want to rise now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we declare, Lord, we're going to stand and possess all that you've given us, all that is there, Lord. We're going to walk into that now in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. You want some prayer this morning? Be happy to stand with you in prayer. But my prayer this morning is that our eyes may be opened of that glorious inheritance that we have in the saints. Even as the Apostle Paul prayed, let your eyes be open this day, Lord. Open our eyes. Let us see, Lord. Let us not be happy with just what we have, but Lord, let us possess all that you have for us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise God.